The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Let me just continue for a moment on the mythical nature of the liberal left's treatment of transgenderism. Let me state again. And I'd love for someone to give me evidence otherwise. There is no scientific evidence that transgenderism exists. None. Zero. There is no evidence whatsoever. And yet we have most of the American medical community and almost all of the American psychiatric community affirming the existence of something that doesn't exist. Now, think about how ludicrous that is. Then you have the reporting of very suspicious science. The Transgender Assistant Secretary of Health. You know, the man pretending to be a woman in the Department of Health for the U.S. government, Levin, isn't that her name or his name, Levine? He's again identifying as a woman, but he is a he. His DNA has not changed. He just a few days ago cited scientific evidence about the danger to transgender individuals who do not get gender-affirming care. I don't know whether you read that or not. And basically said, if we do not give transgender people treatment, if we do not give them gender-affirming care, which simply means, oh, you are a male, but you say you're a female? Well, we believe you. And if you feel that you're a female, you must be a female. And if you feel like a female, then you must be a female. So we must treat you like a female, and we must help you transition from male to female. We'll give you hormones. We will give you surgery. We will affirm. So this male, pretending to be a female, cited some research and said, if we do not give them that treatment, they are increasing their risk of suicide. Here's the problem. The research stated is very, very shallow, very, very questionable, and non-peer-reviewed. It is very questionable research, and yet it is being stated as fact. On the other hand, we have a gentleman by the name of Jay Green who was with the Heritage Foundation. Now, the Heritage Foundation, of course, is a conservative Christian organization, the Heritage Foundation. Jay Green wondered about all of this research that's being reported, that if you don't give gender affirmation treatment to these individuals, you increase their risk of suicide. So he began doing research on his own. And he found exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Let me quote. Now, again, I'm not trying to hide anything. This is from the Heritage Foundation. But listen to this, quote, In states where the availability of gender transition drugs are made more available, suicide rates among gender dysphoric students are increasing, not decreasing. In fact, suicide rates spiked among teens aged 12 to 23 in states where minors may access hormones and puberty blockers without parental consent. So his research was, well, let's look at the actual results. Let's not look at some laboratory study. Let's look at the actual results. Let's look at the states where gender-affirming treatment is available, even without parental consent, hormones, puberty blockers, and so forth. And let's see the suicide rate among so-called transgender young people, age 20 to 23. And the result? The more available the hormones, puberty blockers, and so forth were, the higher the suicide rate. Quote, our new research finds that rushing into puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, making those drugs more widely available, actually elevates suicide risks. The release of these findings has resulted in outrage, transgender advocates resorting to character assassinations for myself and those involved in the research. Quote, they have no appropriate response because, frankly, there's virtually no evidence on the other side. The claim that the Biden administration is making that these drugs need to be readily and made and widely available is based on three studies that were very poorly done. Now, add to that, just to add to the mix and to help you discern from a biblical worldview and from facts, a major case is developing in Great Britain. I told you about the court case against the Tavistock Center, which was the major transgender center in England. Major, major, major court case. Two individuals who had gone through gender transition came back, sued, and said they were not given information. They were too young to make those decisions, et cetera, and they won. They won. Again, a major case. And the result, experts from around the world completely blew out of the water that transgenderism really exists. Now, a British man is suing the National Health Service, which is their government health program. He is suing the National Health Service for pushing him to undergo a sex-altering surgery without considering his battle with mental illness. In a recent interview, Richie Herron shared that he struggled with depression and gender dysphoria before considering a body-altering procedure as the answer to his problems. Quote, after undergoing surgery in 2018, he lamented that the procedure was the biggest mistake of my life. It rendered him infertile and incontinent, and he said, what have I done? In 2014, he was deemed transsexual after going to two 30-minute appointments with a psychiatrist at the Northern Region Gender Dysphoria Service. Two 30-minute appointments. Now, family members begged him not to go through this sexual reassignment surgery. He admits that he was struggling with depression and all kinds of mental illness issues. And yet after two 30-minute appointments, a psychiatrist at the Northern Region Gender Dysphoria Service said, you need to have surgery. And they began pushing him to have sexual reassignment surgery. He shared that family members urged the clinic to consider his history of mental illness. The pleadings were unheeded. He underwent surgery on May 23rd, 2018, sexual reassignment surgery. He said, quote, in the legal proceedings, I didn't even see the surgery. I was very much in the mindset of, I'm here now. There's no stopping it, even if I wanted to. And so he is suing the National Health Service because he was not treated properly. He did not have proper counseling. Quote, he hopes his story will serve as a cautionary tale to others, noting that an avalanche of detransitioners is coming. This is an avalanche waiting to happen. Transition is now being sold to people on a mass scale. In a few years, I'm sure we'll have law firms asking people if they transition and would like to claim compensation. He is saying there is going to be a massive outpouring in Great Britain of people who transition from one gender to another, now realize they have made a terrible, horrible mistake, and they're going to start suing the National Health Service. Maybe that will be a wake-up call to the American medical and psychiatric community that this is not the way to treat sexual dysphoria, gender confusion. We can only hope.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. This happens so often. Not every day, but it happens often. I have a stack of stories. Before we go on the air, I put them in order of the order that I want to deal with them and so forth. And I usually just go right down through the stack, share a story, and then the next one up. And but often I'll, you know, be during a commercial break and I'm looking over the story that I'm going to deal with next. And then I look at Twitter, Facebook, some news source, and I say, I got to deal with this. Well, that just happened. And here's my question. Why would anybody trust CNN? I mean, anybody. Now, their ratings are dismal, but they have new leadership. They have brand new leadership at CNN, and the new leader said, yeah, we're not going to get into all that bias stuff and we're not going to be attack dogs on Donald Trump anymore. We're actually going to report the news. Well, that would be a change for CNN. I don't see the change yet. Here is breaking news from CNN. All right? Just popped up on my Twitter feed. Here it is. Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony before the House Select Committee this week increase the criminal exposure former President Donald Trump faces in the Justice Department's ongoing January 6th investigation. Former prosecutors say blockbuster January 6th testimony increases Trump's legal problems. Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony before the House Select Committee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Her testimony increased the criminal exposure for former President Donald Trump. Now, I have no idea whether Donald Trump is going to be prosecuted for anything. But here's what I do know. This Cassidy Hutchinson, who testified that Donald Trump, we came enraged, tried to grab the steering wheel out of the Secret Service agent's hand, put his hands around the neck of the Secret Service agent, tried to force him to take him to the Capitol building instead of the White House. That testimony within hours was completely discredited. I mean, within hours. It was totally, completely discredited. Number one, it was hearsay. She did not see or hear any of those things personally. She was told that by another White House staffer. So it was actually third-person hearsay, which is not even admissive in court. So we have third-person hearsay, number one, and the person that she said told her said, I didn't tell her that. I didn't say that. And then the Secret Service agents said, hey, we'll go under oath and testify it didn't happen. And not only that, those two Secret Service agents were already interviewed by the Select January 6th committee quite some time ago, and they never said anything about it. And then finally, the Secret Service was never questioned by the January 6th Select Committee. So her testimony is meaningless. Absolutely. It had holes blown in it. Within 2 hours after she was finished, no reasonable person was quoting her. In fact, far-left NBC News said, no, it probably didn't happen. Even CNN that evening said, you know, we really don't have any proof of what she said. And yet here is this story just popped up on Twitter. Former prosecutors say blockbuster testimony increased Donald Trump's legal problems and the possibility for prosecution. They won't let it go. Even though this testimony was completely discredited, CNN is still quoting it. How desperate are they? Well, I think they're pretty desperate, but their credibility is in serious, serious question. Hey, the story that I was going to get into, and now I don't have time. There is a new robot from Amazon called Astro, and it really looks cool. It's a little personal robot that will roll all around your house. You can program it to go into this room and that room, and it will even distribute treats to your pets. There's only one problem. There are some serious security issues. I don't have time to go into it. Maybe I'll get into it tomorrow. But it's just a reminder. Almost any of these devices can be hacked. And here's the device taking video all over your house that is susceptible to being hacked by the bad guys. Just a reminder, be careful. Be careful. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.